When it comes to investing in the stock market, you must have heard the word ETF and mutual fund often. Why? Because these two options provide diversification, and that's why it eliminates risk a lot. And that is the reason why people in the United States and Canada prefer ETF, that is exchange traded fund, more often. But do you know there is a slight difference between mutual funds and exchange traded funds, which is ETF? Each and everything that you need to know regarding the exchange traded funds, we will discuss over here, and I will try to solve all the things regarding exchange traded funds, how it works, is it possible to create wealth in the long run or not, or if you are living in India, is it good option to invest in exchange traded funds or not. We will go through each and everything, so stay tuned. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast I will be talking about the brief overview of exchange traded funds. So without any further ado, let's get started. So when you invest in mutual funds, specifically equity mutual funds, your money will be diversified in 40 to 50 companies. That you must know if you are listening, if you are a regular listener of this podcast. So when you invest in mutual funds, for example, you are investing right now at the moment when you are listening to this podcast, it will take nearly 24 hours to invest in that particular fund. And at the same time, if you want to redeem your money from any equity mutual funds, it will normally take 24 to 48 hours to withdraw your money. At the same time, if there is no market hours, let's say if I am recording this podcast at 1 a.m. and I want to invest in mutual funds, I can simply invest, and in the next 24 to 48 hours my money will be invested in that particular fund. So mutual fund offers flexibility of time, that I can invest anytime, and at the same time I can also redeem my money anytime. So this is the major reason why the people who are not that much familiar with the financial sector and who have no that much idea about the stock market prefer to invest in mutual funds over ETF. Now, if we talk about the exchange traded funds, as the name suggests that it's a traded funds, you can only invest and sell your exchange traded funds at market hours. Here, when I talk about exchange traded funds, I'm telling the buying and selling. At the same time, when I talk about mutual funds, I used to say investment and withdrawal. So why? Because it is an exchange traded funds, which is used for the purpose of trading. You can definitely leverage it for the investment purpose as well, but the core purpose of exchange traded fund is for the purpose of trading, for the short-term approach. Now, as you invest in mutual funds, your money will be diversified in 40 to 50 companies. And at the same time, if we talk about the exchange traded funds, your money will be also diversified in 40 to 50 companies based on the ETF funds in which you have invested your money. But here you should keep that in your mind, that you can only buy and sell exchange traded funds in the market hours. Let's say, as I just said, that I'm recording this podcast at 1 a.m. I cannot simply invest in exchange traded funds because it's not market hours. The market is not open, so I have to wait until market opens. And if I have purchased exchange traded funds earlier and I want to sell right now, then it is not possible to sell because the exchange traded fund does not allow me to sell without market hours. So I have to wait until the market opens. So the primary difference is that exchange traded fund is for the purpose of trading, and you can buy and sell exchange traded funds during market hours only. And when it comes to mutual funds, you can invest anytime and anywhere. Now if we talk about the expense ratio, that we call the fee that you pay for buying or investing in mutual funds or exchange traded funds. In comparison with mutual funds, exchange traded funds, or I should say ETFs, have lower expense ratio. Now if you don't know what is the meaning of expense ratio, I have also made a complete brief podcast on expense ratio, what is expense ratio and why it is important to understand expense ratio. So please do check that podcast so you can understand each and everything regarding expense ratio briefly. So if we talk about the expense ratio in exchange traded funds, is extremely low compared to mutual funds, because the purpose of ETF is always for the short-term approach. However, there are thousands and even millions of investors worldwide who chooses to leverage exchange traded funds for the long-term approach as well. If we talk about the examples of exchange traded funds in the United States of America and India, I would say the most popular ETF fund in the United States is Vanguard S&P 500 ETF fund, which has more than $1 trillion of asset management. Yes, you are hearing right. The one fund which has more than $1 trillion of asset management. That's simply very huge. And if we talk about India, SBI Nifty ETF fund is what you can consider if you are planning to invest in exchange traded funds. Also, there are exchange traded funds of gold as well. So if you are planning to invest in gold for the longer period of time, you can either choose for investing in gold fund, it is called gold mutual funds, or you can prefer to go with gold ETF. In both the scenarios, you will get similar kind of returns. I call this type of investment as financial gold because as the prices of gold increases, you also get benefit as well. So gold ETF can be the best option if you are planning, if you do not prefer to own a physical gold and still want to invest in gold and get benefit when the gold prices gets higher and higher. So this is what you need to consider, that ETFs can be extremely beneficial if you utilize it properly. As I just said, that if you want to go ahead with investing in gold, gold ETFs can be the best option. And at the same time, if you want to invest in index, ETFs can also be the best option. As I just said, that in the United States there are S&P 500 ETF funds, and if you talk about India, there are many kind of index funds you can invest, for example Sensex ETF and Nifty ETF. However, the trend towards investing in ETF funds is not that much good in India, but slowly and steadily, as people start understanding more about investing in exchange traded funds, what are the advantages of ETFs, people will start investing in ETFs also. So you can definitely go ahead if you choose to invest in exchange traded funds. So I hope this podcast was helpful for you. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is A-N-U-J-V-21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.